morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vatwan Port in Palkar district of Maharashtra yesterday. Vatwan Port, located near Dahanu town in Palkar district, will be one of India's largest deep water ports and will provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes, reducing transit times and costs. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways, and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for youths. Modi said that today the whole world is looking at Vatwan Port, which will change the economic picture of this entire region. The Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 218 fishery projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees aimed at bolstering the sector's infrastructure and productivity across the nation. Modi apologized to Chhatrapati Shivaji and all those who were hurt by the collapse of the legendary ruler's statue at Rajkot Fort. Advisor for CAWD and Praxis, Kutecho Kamo, has urged the rural women to embrace entrepreneurship for economic development and self-sufficiency. He was speaking at a closing ceremony of the Skill Development for Rural Women through Mobile Skill Morong program at Chazupa yesterday. Kamo highlighted the need to shift the mindset of Nagas towards entrepreneurship, adding that despite its potential, many still prefer government jobs, which are increasingly scarce. He advised the trainees to be resilient and hardworking as they venture into their own businesses and stressed the importance of financial discipline and customer understanding. Additional Director of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Savio Visa, emphasized the significance of the Mobile Skill Morong concept, which brings training directly to rural women, enabling them to gain valuable skills despite their applications. A total of 25 trainees were presented with certificates and baking kits, wherein the training was conducted by Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship with Pinnacle Skills as training partner and conducted at DIC office, Chazupa. The Indian Army launched the first phase of Project Naman, which is designed to provide dedicated support and services to defense pensioners, veterans and their families. Speaking on the occasion, Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, emphasized the importance of the project in ensuring that veterans and their families receive the care and support they deserve. In the first phase of Project Naman, 14 government services centers have been established at key locations across India, including New Delhi, Jalandhar, Leh, Dehradun, Lucknow, Jodhpur, Bentukbi, Gorakhpur, Jhansi, Secunderabad, Saukur, Gundur, Ahmedabad, and Bangalore. The project is set to expand significantly and aims to establish approximately 200 centers nationwide over the next 2 to 3 years. In view of the restoration work on NH-29 near Tsuzha Bridge under Setsu Zubsa, which was partially restored, the stretch of the highway will remain closed for all kinds of traffic from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. with effect from today till 2nd of September. In an order, Deputy Commissioner Kohima said the partial opening of the highway for heavy vehicles will be allowed in between 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on the set dates, for which vehicles carrying essential commodities will be given priority. However, heavy passenger vehicles like buses would not be allowed till further orders. Further, the general commuters are requested to follow the earlier travel advisory as the stretch of highway is not serviceable for small and medium vehicles as of now. Therefore, in the interest of safety and restoration of NH-29, the general public are requested to extend cooperation. Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, has declared the provisional results of NCS, NPS and Allied Services Examination 2023. a total of 89 candidates have qualified for the various posts. NPSC informed that any selected candidate intending not to accept the post for which he or she is selected may submit a non-acceptance letter on or before 6th of September. Further results can be accessed from the Commission's website www.npsc.nagaland.gov.in. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.